That was the first time a sitting U.S. president formally recognized the disputed city as Israel's capital since its creation in 1948. Jerusalem has always served as Israel's de facto capital, but because of the city's disputed status, many nations don't recognize it as such, and have deferred to have their embassies located in Tel Aviv instead. Trump also said that would change, and the U.S. would eventually move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It is important to note, however, that he didn't call Jerusalem Israel's undivided capital. Despite this, and even saying in his speech that the U.S. is still interested in a peace deal that would be good for both Israelis and Palestinians, he said little to ease the concerns of Palestinians over the future of East Jerusalem, where they want their capital to be. But why is it such a big deal if the U.S. takes a side in the first place? It's because for decades, the United States has been one of the chief mediators in the peace process. And by making this move, it essentially delegitimizes the U.S.'s role as an impartial arbiter in the conflict. And that's probably why the reaction to his speech has been so intense around the world. Protests sprung up around the Arab and Muslim world as regional leaders warned that the move could have devastating consequences. Jordan's King Abdullah, a key U.S. ally in the region, said he even warned Trump before making his speech that it could incite violence, threaten peace, and have dangerous repercussions for stability throughout the entire Middle East. He's not the only one to voice his opposition. A bloc of 57 nations with large Muslim populations came together to condemn the move, as well as European leaders like French President Emmanuel Macron. But the most damning response came from the Palestinian president himself, calling for the UN to remove the US as the key mediator in the peace process. As protests and condemnation from around the world continue to come in against this policy shift, we'll just have to wait and see what this all means for the peace process. President Trump's announcement isn't the only thing that could set back the peace process. Palestinians have struggled to unify themselves for years. But what could a unified Palestine mean for peace? Find out in this video to the right. Thanks for checking out Now This World, and as always, don't forget to like and subscribe for more episodes every week.